Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for the Scores Postgame Show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Aturo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Aturo.com. Now, here are your hosts, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully from the Mully and Haw Show on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Oh, yes, indeed. Welcome in to the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. How about that? Four in a row. We've got the great Olin Krutz. We've got Patrick Manley, and we got the Bears. Was it a perfect game, right? But the Bears are winners, so that's very happy.
Yeah, that's a good win, right? I mean, these are a lot different than what we've done in the past. So it was a nice win to go up 20-0. I think all you can talk about really for, I mean, there's some bad things, but we'll talk about the good stuff. But there was two possessions, right? Right before the half and then coming out in the second half and giving up 14 points. But the run game, guys, the run game was amazing. Takeaways again, I was wrong. I said plus two. They were plus three in the takeaways with four and giving one away. Caleb didn't play the best game in the world, right? No, but they still won with that run game. It's a credit to the O-line. This is a game where you've got to get a lot of credit to those guys up front, Coach Roshar and his unit. They dominated that game. What were the stats here? We're 222 yards rushing. You know, DeAndre Swift averaged 6.5 yards a carry. Kyle Manungai averaged 6.2. And then the defense, guys, the defense is playing hard. They are flying around. They look like they're having fun. They're playing aggressive. That's obviously how takeaways come. But what a fun game to watch. What an easy game to watch. You know, I kind of sold at the pregame that this is a better 1-5 team than their record. And scared me there for a second when they scored those two touchdowns back-to-back to end the first half and start the second half. But the Bears dominated overall, and that was a fun game to watch.
It really was. It really was. And to win the NFL is hard, and to win four in a row is really hard, mm-hmm. No matter who you're playing, no matter who shows up at Soldier Field to play. Bears favored to win today, but they go out there again, play fast, physical, tough football is what we watched today, man. And talked about going to the game with the wind and the elements. Run the ball, right? Have the O-line take over, put it on the big guys up front. And I think those guys are getting a little bit of a groove, right? Coach Roshar, offensive line coach for the Chicago Bears, Eric Bieniemy, running back coach for the Chicago Bears. A lot of questions first two or three weeks. What's wrong with the run game? Why can't they get it going? And just kept talking about, okay, maybe they got to get to know each other, get a little more comfortable with the concepts and what they want to run and what they want to ask their guys to do. And what we're seeing now, Pat and Mully, is a run game coming together, right? And really, guys, I know Caleb didn't look great. It didn't play great. And the pass game didn't look great. But the threat of the pass game is there. And you can see it just by the way the New Orleans Saints calls defense, right? It's not like they don't exist, Pat. It's not like you line up and you're looking at goal line defense or short yardage all game. They are giving them favorable run fronts because that is Roma Dunze. That is DJ Moore, right? That is Colson Loveland. That is Swift. And Caleb can get the ball down the field, and he can threaten you with his arm. So all those things need to work together for that run game to look the way it looked. And then, man, that defense and Dennis Allen and what they're doing and covering people and Al Harris, how long are we going to keep him as our secondary coach? That secondary, even with their injuries, very sound, play very fast, Brisker off the edge, Kyler Gordon blitzing, right? Tremaine Edmonds on fire. I mean, four takeaways again. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, it's unbelievable, man. I mean, that's 15 in four games. They're on a torrid pace right now. Take the win, obviously, week to week. But they look tough, fast, and physical to me out there, man. And they did what they had to do to win the football game.
Hey, Olin, is this 7-on-7 team becoming a physical team? It looks
they
like
really
it.
They really are. They really are, man. Yeah. And that, you know, that outside zone, right, with that combination block between Dolman and Jackson. And Jackson took a lot of heat for early on in the weeks. And even today, sometimes his pass pro is in question over there at right guard. But look, man, that run game today with Swift and Monungai coming downhill. And, you know, even Komet goes out and injuries they had. And really that inside three, Tooney and Benedict cutting off the backside. And then Darnell Wright just all game long leaning on guys. Really was fun to watch today.
Olin, correct me if I'm wrong. Ray Diaz and I watched the game together, and we were talking about, and Moose was talking about it, how they're kind of running the same plays over and over, but they're window dressing it with formations, with motions, and all that kind of stuff. Is that what we're seeing? I just, you know, they're running, it looks like the same plays, but guys are moving all over the place in the backfield, and that's confusing linebackers, getting them, you know, maybe not sure what's going to happen. But then that simplifies it up front for the guys, knowing we're running these same plays, they're still going to line up the same way.
Yeah, we talked about that in pregame, right? That's what they did last week. Talked about how they dressed up their motions and stuff, but it's the same concept for the offensive line, right? They're getting reps at the same blocks, the same looks, how they want to fit in on double teams, how this linebacker, you know, we saw an early miss on Demario Davis by Darnell Wright on a combo up to the linebacker. Well, if you run it again, he'll get him the next time. Was something that we always said, run that play again. I know how he wants to play that now. And we talked about that's what they did last week, come out of bye week, right? Coach Johnson said, let's cut the menu down. Let's just put more motions, run different plays out. And then they have just enough special plays, I like to call it, where it's like, you know, run it two or three times a game and it keeps people off balance. You see what this Zacchaeus, right, end around. Mm-hmm. Or you see it with the, like, it's like a fake jet sweep, bend run play to Swift. And it just keeps the defense just enough honest that they can't play that one play. And it's really what all the really good running teams do, right, Pat? And you know that. I mean, they don't have 50 million concepts. They're really committed to one thing. Everyone knows what they got to do on that play. And it looks like the Chicago Bears, again, for 2 weeks, that's what they've been doing, man. And it was fun to watch. And then that defense just really fast, really physical, and they will hit you when you get the ball out there in the open field.
Real quick, you know what's nice? Is that we have an offensive genius as a head coach, right, who loves the run game. Who's committed to the run game, dressing up the run game, making sure the run game works. I mean, this is a nice thing to be talking about. To talk about, you know, the intricacies of a run game compared to a pass game, and that's how you had to win today. Caleb didn't have his greatest game, but they still dominated. They dominated the line of scrimmage, and a lot of credit goes to Ben Johnson and his offensive staff of dialing up a run game to dominate and win a game.
Yeah, and that's what Ben did in Detroit, right? Yes. When he had the number one offensive line in the league, and he had two really good running backs. But I do want us to make this point. The last 2 weeks, the running game is working, is sound, because of the threat of Caleb and the pass game. And they're not great, but just the play calls coming in from the sideline, you see a lot of light boxes. I like call them. That means you have a guy to block everybody, Pat, right? And when you're watching the game, you're thinking, man, that is a favorable look for a run play, right? And the fact that Ben would call anything at any time, and Caleb has the arm, and Roma Dunze and DJ Moore and those guys can threaten you down the field. The fact that you have that threat, even though it doesn't look like they did great today and the yardages don't look great, the threat of it and the play call from the sideline allows you to run the ball.
And as Ben Johnson said last week, boy, if they ever get those penalties solved, they'll be an awful hard team to beat. They had another 10 penalties, and I don't know how many were pre-snap penalties, but there was four or five that were that really got them off their timing, and it was difficult. And maybe they got away with a couple things. The whole thing with Jude Dahlman, the center, and the first snap, they were saying that should have been the one where he never snapped the ball. I didn't know if that was like a center fake or something, but he never snapped the ball. It should have been an illegal snap on that play.
Yeah, it should have been a lot of things, but what you're seeing there is the center anticipating the count, and something changes there, right? And I don't know if it's Caleb or Drew was going too early, or Caleb with the motion hold the cadence a little longer, and Dahlman is trying to time the count, which he does on every play. It just gets a little more critical and faster pace down there, closer to the end zone. And I know I've never seen where the ball, obviously I've done a lot of things, right, with the football
right
at center, the center position, but where I held on to the ball while the play was going, I've never seen. Then he got hit and tackled it, or trying to make him fumble, and that was kind of a crazy play altogether. But as Pat knows, I've worked with a lot of different quarterbacks in and out, and even during the season, sometimes go to 3 to 4 quarterbacks, and cadences change, and you know, these guys, what is this? They're 6th game together, right? So sometimes they have to go back and still learn from it, but they beat a team, and hopefully they learn, like, look, man, next time I have this motion, I'm going to hold that cadence just a little bit longer, so don't jump it. Stay patient.
Yeah, guys, you know, we've seen in the past, and we've talked too many times, when there are penalties and issues like that, the Bears can't overcome them. You know what I mean? They're turning the ball over. They're giving the ball back. They're not scoring a field goal. They're the main issues that are causing losses. Now they're overcoming them, which is huge. I mean, what you said, 10 penalties, 92 yards.
Yes.
Two snapping infractions, whatever you want to call them. Got lucky with one to get the 3 points and go up 9 instead of giving the ball back to them. But this
you
is
got,
the sign of
you
a good
got
team.
Lucky, you got lucky with the other one because it sent the back 5 yards and they got the field goal. I mean – those were important points to get at that moment in the game.
Yeah, you know, I know Ben Johnson and his deal of being aggressive, but that to me, to go up 9, I don't know. There are some points in the game or some points during the season or whatever it is that just take the points and be a little smart. And I'm glad it didn't bite him. I don't think it would have at the end. I think the Bears just outplayed him no matter what. But that's a situation where just me being the observer, the fan, analyst, whatever it is, take the 3 points there and just make it a two possession game for sure.
Yeah, I wrote in my notes there, take the points and Ben doesn't care.
Yes. Yes.
I think Ben should take the points, and then I wrote, I think Ben doesn't care.
Yeah, exactly. they did wind up with 222 rushing yards versus 44 for the Saints. I mean, that is a very dominant performance for the Bears in terms of the rushing game, and to see them do it the way they did it with another big game from DeAndre Sweat. I mean, it was pretty sensational to see him get 124 yards, I believe, on 19 carries. Kyle Monunge, he got 13 carries. That's a high in his career, rookie seventh rounder, and he got 81 yards, also a high in his career. And that was great to see both those guys sort of, you know, used in the way they were used. Even got 11 yards from Roschon Johnson, which we never thought we'd see.
We talked about going to the game, right, that what looked repeatable from the Commanders game, and it was the run defense and running the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's what showed up again, right? And that run defense, they're fitting in well. Billings continues to play good football since they've inserted him as a starting nose guard. All of them, though, really, their run fits. Yeah. With T.J. Edwards coming back, Kyler Gordon coming off the edge, Brisker. You heard the Moose mention that, you know, Kellen Moore mentioned that Kyler Gordon comes off the edge really worries him, right, because he's that good at blitzing. And we just see that this team all fitting together and doing those two things along with these takeaways, man, they're hard to beat. They're hard to beat in football, and that's what we're seeing from this Chicago Bears team.
I thought the defense during a sequence there in the first half, they were just so dominant. It was kind of extraordinary to see them, you know, whether it's Brisker, whether it was Gordon. I mean, Montez Sweat had another good game, and we've called him out quite a bit for not having great games. I thought he played well. I thought they got a lot out of that defense. It was really very impressive for a few series there.
I'll be honest with you guys. You know, last week I joked we have Kyler Gordon and T.J. Edwards back, and the run game is now stopped, right? We're going to stop the run game. Well, they have. They look different, man.
Right.
They look different. They play – I don't know if their effort – it looks more aggressive. It looks more physical. Just looks like they've turned it up a notch or two, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? They've gone from like an 8 to a 10 or like a 7 to a 9. They just – their effort just looks a little bit hard. Like they're playing a little bit harder. I don't know what it is. They have a little bit more swagger. But those two guys, I mean, they've made a difference. They really have. I didn't know they'd make that big of a difference. And they're fun to watch. You watch Brisker and Gordon come off the edge. It's a lot of fun. And that was it Gordon that got the call or Brisker that got the call? He hit the guy too hard and they called a personal foul.
Yes.
Yeah, I disagreed with that one. I guess he left his feet and
the
letter of the law or the letter of the rule or whatever. But
yeah.
I just disagree with that. That's just physical football.
I hated the penalty for roughing the passer on a play when he hit the passer's arm before the ball was released. It changed the trajectory of the pass. And on the follow-through, he hits him in the helmet, and they throw a flag for that. You got to be kidding me. That's all one motion, and the guy's holding the ball when he hit him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's anytime you hit the quarterback in the head, it's a personal foul. I understand that. But I agree with you, Molly. There should be a change if you're swinging for the football and you actually get a piece of the football. It shouldn't be a penalty, you know, because you're going to cause, a takeaway there, a fumble. And they just to your point, Pat, this defense, man, they have been on fire. And really, they weren't stopping a run. But before T.J. Edwards and Kyler Gordon came back, they were getting still the takeaways. They're still getting.
Yes.
I mean, it's unbelievable to watch the pace that they're on. I mean, that Montez Sweat, the secondary, right, that Montez Sweat fumble, he made the secondary made him, the quarterback Rattler, hold the ball in the pocket. Billings pushes his guy back. He's got to step up, and Montez punches it out. That must have been about 5 seconds after the snap. I mean, that's how good that secondary is covering there on second and four. So just really, as a unit, that defense right now, Dennis Allen and all his coaching staff, I mean – That along with just everything you're watching right now, to come back from that, you know, starting 0-2 and go on this run. Really, really impressive run right now by the Chicago Bears and what they're accomplishing.
Yeah, and it seems like everybody on the defense is fulfilling the role. I'm talking about Kevin Byard being that senior leadership back there that he has, the senior player. That was a great shot they showed of him reading Rattler's eyes when he's pointing, you know, go left, or whatever, and he sees it. He's like, I'm going to get over there and intercept the ball. But that's what a veteran does. And everybody seems like they're playing their role and they're playing to what they're supposed to be playing as. And Dennis Allen has really got this team. He seems like he knows everybody's skill set now and has them all dialed in.
Yeah. He looked like he enjoyed that game. I mean, as much as he held his emotions in check, he seemed at the end like he really enjoyed it.
Well, even the coaches, right, Pat? I mean, when that ball is popping out, they're like, whoa, there it is again. You know, like you go on runs like this, you got to enjoy them.
Yes.
Right? You got to enjoy the run that they're on right now. And we talked about going on a pregame show how when you play for a certain coach and he says, look, if you just do this, this will happen. The first couple of times you don't listen to him, you're like, gosh, that's what he was talking about, right? And then you see everyone start to buying in. And this defense has bought into Coach Allen and his staff and what they're selling over there on that side of the ball, because they are all just, okay, this is my job. This is my role. This is the role I fill. This is what I do. And he has asked, like, you know, T.J. Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds to fill different roles, right, to do opposite of what they did last year and to believe in what he's asking them to do. And they've done that. And since T.J. Edwards came back, Tremaine Edmonds is a totally different player.
Yeah. Right. It's lined up perfectly.
I'm going to give you an example, guys. I saw it during the game, and this is just something for me being on the sideline for most of the game. And you're talking about buy-in. You're talking about team buy-in. Torrey Taylor had a punt he put out on, what, the 7 or 8 yard line on the sideline. And I think it was Kyler Gordon or Jaquan Brisker, I didn't know if it was a 6 or 9, is running down the sideline, chasing the punt and celebrating it. You know what I mean? That's the team celebrating each other. That is a true team buy-in. That's when everybody is into the game, every situation. I know it's a little thing, but that's stuff I saw on the sidelines of good teams that cared about everything. They were in on everything. And when I saw that, I turned to Ray again, and I'm like, all right, this team is bought in on everything. They're pulling for everybody. That doesn't happen. That happens on good teams, and that happens on teams that care about each other.
And fun to watch.
Yeah, it was a really fun watch. Congratulations to Colston Loveland. He had 3 receptions, which tied him for the team lead with DJ Moore. He gained 24 yards. Moore gained 43. And Roma Dunze had 2 catches, along with Manungai had a couple catches. And Olamide Zaccheaus had a couple of catches. So that was good, the way they distributed the ball. But, you know, you kind of hope everyone is healthy. We saw some guys leave, and we know Cole Kmet left the game with a back injury, did not return. We know that Tyreek Stevenson left the game and could not return, and with a shoulder. And he's now gone from a guy who you kind of were wondering where he fit in to, oh, no, don't let them lose him. You know, you kind of have a totally different feel for that guy.
Yeah, I mean, he is – when he's in coverage, man, he is all over, though, with that guy, right? He plays physical in the run game. You know, he almost plays in the run game like a safety to me when he hits people and gets after people. So he has really raised his level, I think, under Al Harris' tutelage. We talked about that. Everyone's talked about what Al Harris has brought to that defense, the secondary coach for the Chicago Bears. And I think that Tyreek Stevenson losing him, Mully, like you're talking about, injuries piled up. Cole Kmet, I think, went out. Yep. DJ Moore looks like he's a little banged up. So want this team to stay healthy with the run that they're on, because obviously, like we know, they're already missing Johnson, right? And that's the thing you watch in this defense. You're like, man, they don't even have what you consider their best player out there, right? And it's just an amazing run that they're on. And now that this guy is, you know, you don't want to lose both your starting cornerbacks going into the year. That would really be big, like you're saying, Mully. But hopefully he just got dinged up a little bit and they get good news here on Monday or Tuesday that he's fine and ready to go, because they definitely need him in that secondary.
All right, we're going to open up the phone lines, 312-644-6767. Anyone with any thoughts and questions, comments, you are welcome to join us. And we will be right back on, of course, the post-game show, which is presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This will end the Saints' eight-game winning streak against the Chicago Bears as Caleb Williams takes a knee, and the Bears, for the second straight season, are going to start 4-2 in a season, and that's where you probably temper your enthusiasm a little bit if you're a Bears fan, because you saw it last year. You look ahead, though, and there are some winnable opportunities coming up.
Welcome back. It is the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. And we've got a lot of people who want to check in. The number again, 312-644-6767. We're talking about the Bears' now four-game winning streak and their first victory over New Orleans in a while. And this, again, is the first four-game winning streak since 2018. Bears on a roll, and let's start the conversation with Joe. Joe's in Wisconsin. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good, good. Well, I am never going to complain about the fact that they won. I mean, the run game, it looked really good today. Manunga had his coming out game. Swift looked great again. Passing offense, definitely something left to be desired. I mean, I'm sure we can all agree on that. But I'm curious. So, Colston Loveland, for some reason, I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like I'm just expecting more, I guess. Maybe I'm just getting a little bit of comparison when you see how Tyler Warren's doing in Indianapolis, and I'm no way saying the Bears should have drafted Tyler Warren, but I think just making sure that Colston gets involved more in this offense, like, what are you guys seeing out there? Do you think it's just he's not fully ready yet, or schematically the system isn't really built to have him included that much, or what are you guys seeing out there from Loveland?
Well, I see this. I mean, that it's going to take time for Ben Johnson to figure everybody else, or figure everybody else. And he's a rookie, right? I think that's part of it as well.
Yep. And a young rookie. He's 21.
Yes. And so Caleb only threw the ball 26 times. I'm just going to go through stats here. DJ Moore was targeted 5 times. Rome was targeted the most 6 times. Loveland was targeted the third most at 4. So I think that's the most he's had his entire career so far. So I think it's coming into the picture that he's going to be targeted more. And if Cole's hurt, then obviously he'll get some more. But I think it's just going to take some time. I don't know right now if he's a Kelsey, a Gronk, or anything like that. I think that's what people are hoping for. Maybe he can grow into that. But I think this is something that's just going to take time. He's a rookie, and it's take time for Ben Johnson to figure out how to use him properly.
Yeah, and he was hurt, right, for a couple of games. Mm-hmm. So he was out and didn't get his work in practice. And really, when you watch it, even when he came in for Cole Kmet today, I think he had a false start and just aligning and stuff. They asked the Titans to do a lot. They asked him to line up in a lot of places, pull a lot, wham, block. By that, I mean they let a defensive tackle go and you come back and hit that guy. Then you got to go in motion, lead reverses. And there's just a lot of concepts and things that they want the tight end to learn. But that is two games in a row there where at the end of the game on third down, he's got the catch, right? Yep. He's got the catch to make. He had it today again. So you can see in those moments, he's a big target, a big body, and you start to see how they probably imagine using him. So, you know, hopefully Cole Kmet's not out for a while, but if he is, then the reps will increase, Pat. And like you're saying, they'll notice how they want to use him, because I will give this coaching staff this. When they do watch guys, when they do see him on the field, when they are on film, find what they're good at, and they ask them to do that and find ways to use guys to threaten the defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really feel that he has an advantage with his size and speed. And mm-hmm. they have talked about that really since they took him, that he is such a long player and that, you know, he can catch a ball. He can jump up and get a ball like he did in the first half. He had a big catch. And I think that the idea they want to play a lot of two tight end sets, and they feel like when he attacks the seam, he is a real advantage both as a runner but also with his size over a corner. And he just is he's the kind of player that they really have high hopes for, and I think that we'll see that develop. But I mean, you know, he's not the kind of tight end that Warren is. He's just a different type of player. He's not like the kind of large physical guy. He's more of a and I don't mean this in any negativity, but when they talk about two tight end sets, they feel like that basically he can be an extra receiver.
Yeah, kind of like a Brock Bowers, you know, for the Raiders. I think that's kind of what I was hoping for when we drafted him. You know, Brock Bowers had a heck of a year last year as a rookie, and maybe he can grow into that. Maybe he will get more use that way. We will see. I mean, like you said, if he's 20 years old and his sixth game in the NFL, offensive coordinator figure out how to use him. So we're seeing growth. That's the biggest thing, right? We're not seeing a drop-off. We're not seeing big mistakes. We're seeing growth. And I think to me, that's all I can ask for a young rookie that's coming in. Mm-hmm. I want to see him continue growing, not just making mistakes all the time, dropping balls, lining up in wrong areas. And the other thing, Olin, you're talking about making him do a lot. The motions the tight ends have to do of timing it up on the snap count, you know, everything they're doing, it's a lot. And then for a young man to come into the NFL and be asked to do that, it's a lot on his plate, and he's doing an okay job so far.
Yeah, and he'll be 21 through the whole season, right? And
yes.
Most of the college guys you see come out now. I think they're like 24, 25, right, with the COVID year, six-year guys. These guys are really young player, and I think when they drafted him knowing, like, they got Cole Kmet, right? They got a guy in front of him that he can learn from, but also to miss games and to continue to develop your game. This guy's got a long way to go. So, you know, just to the caller, I would say, like, watch, let him learn, let him grow, and see what he becomes, because he definitely does have the traits, right, that Ryan Poles seems to like, right? As long as you have long arms, Ryan Poles will draft you.
We're going to bring in Devin. Devin is in Rockford. Hey, Devin.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Good.
I'll go a little meatball here, but I don't know if it's divine intervention from the Pope or what, but it just feels so nice to exercise some of these demons of winning games we definitely would have lost, beating the Saints for the first time in forever, winning against Washington or what, but it just feels so nice to get these wins right now. So I just got to say, bear down, let's go.
Yeah, it's clearly the Pope.
It's one of the takeaways, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yes.
Divine intervention.
Hey, Molly, did you see the Pope? Someone yelled at him about the Go Cubs. Did you see what he said?
God. Oh, he said, Han perdito. They lost. Oh, my God. The idea that the Pope is, like, aware of everything going on in Chicago is hysterical. You know, think about this, guys. The Pope knows both of you. He is well aware. He was following your careers during those years, right? If he was at the 2005 World Series, guess what? He's a Southside guy who grew up as a Sox fan and a Bears fan. There's no doubt about it.
We need a post-game call-in from the Pope.
Yes.
Maybe if they get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's still relatively early. It's only 6 hours ahead. It's not even 10 o'clock.
The Pope sleeps?
Tyler, call the Pope.
Tell the Pope we need Tyreek Stevenson next week.
Yes.
We need Cole Kmet healthy.
Yes.
We get everybody back
Jalen Johnson,
field.
Get him back, please.
Yeah. We're on this four-game run. We don't need to hit injuries right now. So that would definitely help us.
So the greatest story with the Pope is that the Cubs were apparently told, I think ABC News had a guy who said that the Pope was a Cubs fan. So the minute he was named, the Cubs, like, ran a banner outside on the marquee of the stadium, and that marquee network also ran a thing where they said the Pope, the new Pope elected, is a Cubs fan. And then his brother said, no, we grew up as Sox fans. The Pope is not a Cubs fan. So they didn't want to take the whole thing down. They needed, so they said, the Pope is a local baseball fan. They didn't clarify which team. But it's just so funny. I mean, the guy like grew up on the South Side and is now the Pope, and he's yelling, as you say, to some guy yelling, go Cubs. Oh, it's so great. It's just too
well,
funny.
We know he's a Bears fan, and he's probably happy with his four-game win streak and the run that they're on. And if he's a Southside guy, he'd like the run game today. We know that. He wants him to run the ball and get the ball downhill, and he wants that defense playing good, hard, and physical and getting takeaways. So we watched some old-school Bears football today.
Yeah, we did.
Let's bring in Dave. Dave's in Woodridge. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. With the change at left tackle from Braxton Jones to Tyler Benedict, it looked like the running game got unleashed as well. Is that a coincidence? And how do you think Benedict has improved the offensive line play for the Bears?
I think Thiel definitely adds some physicalness, and it's a good point by you, Dave, when you watch the way he comes off the ball. We call it a backside B block, right, where it's a double team between the backside guard and backside tackle. And by backside, I mean away from where the running back is running the ball. Him and Joe Tooney are doing a really good job on that combination block. And Benedict comes off the ball low, his pad level is low, his back is flat, and he runs his feet through people, and he gives you everything he's got, right? And I think that a lot of things have come to this where we are now with the run game. The coaches getting to know each other, going to the bye week. Everyone getting to watch every run play and say, oh, okay, they got their numbers correct now when you watch them, right, Molly and Pat? By that, I mean who has one, who has zero, who has two, who has three, who has four, who has one, two, three, backside. It's a number scale that a lot of offensive lines use. And now everybody seems to be on their right guy. And today was a little more complicated looks than the Commanders gave them out there in Washington. They were still all on the right guys and doing the right thing. So, yes, Thiel is a big part of it. Manley mentioned in the pregame that that's probably why Braxton went to the bench. I think he had three mental errors in the game that they took him out and put Thiel in and said that, you know, that basically was enough. So that all coming together is why we're watching this run game now really kind of explode in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, Olin, you're not seeing the mental mistakes. You're not seeing the free runner. You know, to just a non-foot O lineman, you see the free runner, a guy making a tackle in the backfield. There were a few of those where I thought Braxton, or they were off on the count, where it looked like it was Braxton Jones missing their guy. And the other thing you always hear from coaches, right? If you're going to make a mistake, make it full speed. That's the way Thiel plays, man. He plays full speed. Everything is as hard as he can. He might make mistakes. He got beat by Chase Young today on a pass block play. It wasn't a run play, obviously, and Caleb saved him. But he looks like, to me, he's an effort player, playing 100% every snap. And then how lucky is he to have Joe Tooney next to him, to play with a guy like that? That'd be a good way to come in as a young player, to have a savvy veteran like that, that, you know, I'm sure that puts a high standard on him and expects a lot out of him. But to get to play next to him is I don't know if you call it a treat. It's a treat, but it's also it helps a lot to play next to a guy that is that good.
Mm-hmm, he did have a couple pre-snap penalties game, so that's obviously something to be concerned with just because, and it's probably a typical type of putting the Malecki on a guy, but Ben Johnson was asked about that the penalties, they had some penalties last week, but they had no pre-snap penalties, and that must have made him cringe, because you can't really talk about that, because here we are a week later and they had a bunch of them. So that's just a little bit of an annoyance for even bringing it up, but you know, they got to clean that up. It's just the reality of it. I mean, they got a couple harsh calls again, but the pre-snap stuff just can't put up.
Here's speculation, Olin and Molly, is that how much of this is on Caleb? If you have two snap infractions and then the left tackle jumping offside, you know, you've talked about it, Olin, with the cadence and getting used to the cadence, where it was cohesive and comfortable and everybody seemed like they're on the same page. Was he changing it up a little bit today? Was that on Caleb? Who's it on? I don't know. But when you have four penalties on the O-line like that, who do you point the finger at?
Yeah, the thing about Thiel, too, is we know, like, they get into games where they got to throw the ball, they're going to have to give him help, right?
Yes.
It's not going to be clean the whole time. And there was that two-minute drill today at the end of the half where Chase, you know, beat him two or three times in a row, and they had to start giving him help over there on the left side. We know there's going to be growing pains with Theo, but go back to the fact that, okay, he's going to make you beat him, and you don't want those pre-snap penalties, and we saw a few of them today by the Bears. We even saw a fumble snap right after that first interception, right, whether it was the snap was high and hot, or we just dropped it, or what did we do there? And like you're saying, Pat, usually it's more than there's just one guy, and only they would know. There's no way to know that stuff unless you're there. Did the cadence change? Did the rhythm change? Did we not get the full cadence? Or are guys just jumping off sides like the one you talked about earlier, Mully, where Dolman just held the ball up? There was no motion. You know, there was nothing going on. He just might have snapped the ball early. But all that stuff is just, again, we're talking about going into this week. You got a beatable team. Find a way to beat them. They did. Takeaways helps a lot, but there are all these penalties and these pre-snap infractions that you're a little bit worried about when you're watching the Chicago Bears play.
All right, let's keep our action moving here. We'll squeeze in one more caller. Let's try Jake. He's in Champaign. Hey, Jake.
Hey, good to be on the show again. I got to say, Caleb Williams, you know, when he gets flushed out of the pocket there, he's got his legs under him, and if he escapes, he usually throws an incomplete pass. When is he going to start running those legs underneath of him for a few more yards and make a positive outcome? And one more thing, when the Bears go marching in, oh, when the Bears go marching in, go Bears.
Well, that's beautiful.
Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's about time we heard some singing on a post game, huh?
Yeah. It is, man. And, you know, to Jake's point, I mean, we're worried a little bit about, you know, Caleb was rolling around there, and then he was just firing it downfield, right? And we had that interception in the first half, but he wasn't rolling around there. It just hit his back. I think it was 3rd and 17. He was trying to go to Rome. And they got the interception there. But there was one that hit the Saints DB right in his hands. He threw it down the field, and he was pointing guys to go. And sometimes, yeah, just run it or throw the ball away. But obviously when he does make the great play, then you're saying yes, right? It's one of those no, yes things, yeah. Right? So I would just keep repeating what I said when we started this show, that the run game, even though the pass game wasn't there, I thought the pass game has a lot to do with the way the run game is excelling right now, because defenses are not giving them a stack box. You're not seeing those safeties down low. They're still scaring people enough to run the ball right now.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We will be right back with all of your phone calls. You, of course, are listening to the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire here on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mason Hill, the motion man. Rattler under pressure. Ball is out. He fumbled, and it's recovered by Chicago. Montez Sweat able to jar that loose, and the Bears have it at the 24-yard line of New Orleans. No official signal yet. Maybe it has changed hands at the bottom of the pile, but there were two Bears and one quarterback, and it's Chicago ball. The Saints cough it up. Inside the 25, Jervon Dexter recovers after the Montez Sweat strip.
Welcome back. It is the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. And we've decided that is the hit of the game. Sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years. Estwing.com. That was the first takeaway of four for the Bears and the first sack of four for the Bears. So Montez Sweat with that strip sack gets the hit of the game. And Jervon Dexter, as you heard, recovered that ball. And the Bears had gone three and out on their opening possession. And next thing you know, they get the ball on the 25, and that leads to the first of their field goals. So congratulations to them.
They're just playing hard, man. We talked about turnovers. They just come. They're just playing hard. He's playing hard. He's playing better. He seems like the last couple of weeks he's turned up his game a little bit. And maybe he's hearing some of the fans or us talk about where has he been? Where's that Tez effect? But it's starting to come back, and it's good to see. But it seems like the entire defense, like I said earlier, has turned it up a notch or two. And it seems like it's contagious, and it's good to see.
Yeah, 15 in four games, yes. They have turned it up. And Pat, you said two or three weeks ago, takeaways come in bunches. And, man, there's like three bunches now.
Yeah,
right?
what is more than bunches?
Yeah, what is more? So, we talked about in the pregame how that is just speeding the offense up, right? Making them play faster than they want to, making them do things they don't want to do. And what they talked about on that play that we just listened to, coverage is so good.
Yeah.
Spencer Rattler got uncomfortable in the pocket, was holding onto the ball. Billings takes the left guard Penning. Boo rushes him back, makes Rattler step up in the pocket, and he's holding the ball out there like a loaf of bread for whatever reason. And Montez Sweat, with his hustle, comes through for a second week in a row. Last week was a running back, punches the ball out, and Jervon Dexter jumps on the ball, and his Bears first and 10. Again, just like the Cowboys game, right? First and 10 after a takeaway. Here we go. I think the same thing happened in the Raiders game. It's just these things keep happening for the Bears, but eventually they're making their own luck by the way they're playing ball.
Were you a little bit alarmed at how slow the offense got started? In other words, they settled for a couple of field goals before they scored their first touchdown?
No, because it's kind of been like that, right? They've only been winning by 1 point, even though they've had all these takeaways, right? They haven't got a bunch of points off of turnovers, even though they did have 10 today early on, which gave them a lead and really helps them win this football game. If you go back and look at all the football games closely, again, we keep saying, okay, what kind of football team are we without these takeaways? What if we don't get the ball into our offensive hands? But it's not something we've had to worry about lately. And we talked about winning four games. But yes, Molly, you do worry about it. I'm not surprised by it because it's kind of like what they've been doing, Pat, through their last three or four games.
Yeah, you look at their first two series. I'm going back here. What, the first series was a three and out. Theo jumped off sides, right? So that got them back to 3rd and 10, where they were 3rd and 5. Then Nolan, you talked about the sack or the fumble there. Then they had the snap issue. So these issues they're having, normally the bad teams, right, they wouldn't overcome these things. But, Olin, like you said, the turnovers have helped. I mean, that's the big thing. That's the obvious thing, the reason why they're winning right now. The run game was very, very effective. But the turnovers right now on this four-game win streak have been the biggest thing. And it would be nice to see them win 31-14, right, to go ahead and really put it away. They went up 20, right, but they gave up the 14 points. But to be able to capitalize on this, but that's a perfect game. I don't think they're there yet. They're not there yet, obviously, but maybe this is somewhere they are next year or 2 years down the road, where we're talking about not just playoffs, but what high seed are they going to be in the playoffs. And that's what we're hoping they get to, and that's what the good teams do. They capitalize on all these turnovers and make it a little more of an impressive win.
Yeah, it was one of these things where when they scored that touchdown before the half, and it came kind of out of nowhere. And, you know, we know anybody who's ever watched any Ohio State football knows that Chris Olive is an excellent receiver. And so he converts and they get a touchdown there. And it seemed so easy, for lack of a better word. It seemed so kind of quick that it arrived and they got the point. You just worried going out of the first half that, you know, they should be up more. They were pitching a shutout. It should have been more points, and they should have been easily out of that game. And I think after they scored that first touchdown of the second half, my feeling was, if they lose this game, it's a choke.
Yes.
Because they had this game under control. And yet they probably needed to just score more points off of the opportunities that they had.
Yeah, you know, what's fun is, guys, we're critiquing this game and saying we want more.
Oh, yeah.
we got to win, but this is kind of fun. This is fun to do, and I'm sure this is the same – well, I know it is. This is the same way that it'll be tomorrow morning when they get to Hallis Hall. You know, there's mistakes everywhere, but it's easier to coach that way. You can be a little harder on guys. They're not going to take it as personal, and you can maybe grow a little bit more. But there are some holes in this team that they need to get better, obviously. So we're gonna poke them as well, and you hope they can figure these things out. It's a long season, and maybe at the end of the year we are talking about what seed the Bears will be in the playoffs, not if they'll make the playoffs.
Yeah, there's holes on this team. I didn't think they would go on a four-game win streak this year, right? And here we are. Mm-hmm. They're on a four-game win streak, and yes, all that stuff we're talking about is true. And, you know, they had to get a missed field goal today early, right? They had a missed 53-yard field goal, and they had to get a blocked field goal against the Raiders. You know, just all these things are happening right now, but that's preparation, right? You get your luck through preparation, man, meets opportunity. That's what they all say, right? And you see that for them working hard and making plays, and the repeatable stuff is showing up again. The run game, right? The run defense, they got that fixed right now. And that looks like it to be a big advantage for them. And the amazing thing to me about their run defense, guys, is they're playing the run that hard and still covering play action passes. Mm-hmm. They dropped one today, I think, with Juwan Johnson there, and they just dropped the tight end. But other than that, I mean, even on, you know, a short yardage situations, if they keep the ball, everything is covered, right? On that Tremaine Edmonds interception, they're covering people and stopping the run. That's hard to do. That's hard to, like, play that aggressive on the run and still be able to stop the pass. So that defense has fixed what, you know, I think through 3 or 4 weeks, they were the worst run defense in the league. And the last two games, they've looked like they've fixed that. Our run offense, man, where is our rush offense? Fixed it, right? So that kind of stuff, Pat and Mully, even though hopefully when you don't get the takeaways, hopefully that kind of stuff can carry your team and keep you in games where your quarterback can win the game at the end, is what we talked about when we started this year early on watching these guys play football.
Mm-hmm. All right, we should remind everyone that next Sunday you can join the Score and Circa Sports Illinois at Timothy O'Toole's Pub in Gurnee. You will find the great Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley and myself hosting our pregame show there from 9 to noon. And then we'll have immediate reaction on the postgame show immediately after the game ends. And that is when Chicago takes on Baltimore. That's next Sunday at Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, sponsored by Circus Sports Illinois. sports betting the way it should be. And we will be right back on the Football Post Game Show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.